Blog Talk Radio.
Have someone on the line with us. So, mystery guest, please reveal yourself.
Hey, skip a baby. Woo!
All right. Let's get our host in. And while we get in our host, Skippa, should we hit him with a little music is the new medicine on this Money Girl Manic Monday while we get our host in?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
All right. Why don't you introduce your song?
All right. This is a song I just recently did on this app called BandLab. And it's a freestyle I did, and it's called Music is the New Medicine.
Here we go.
I will not drop it, gotta keep on going, baby. You know, that's how I cop it. Gotta stay pop locking and dropping me. Gotta keep on. You know, I just gotta keep practicing, gotta keep on practicing. Yeah. Music is a new medicine. Music is a new medicine. Music is a new medicine. Yeah. It really helps, yeah. Really helps to cope with my mental health. It really helps, yeah. I'm feeling myself. It really helps, yeah. With my mental health. Laying all my emotions down for you. Yeah, I'm just gonna go stripping. Y'all know it sometimes, but it's my disease. I mean, come on, who am I kidding? I just gotta keep on getting, keep on rapping. People come to stop, I'm like, fuck no. They tell me to stop, cause I ain't got it, y'all. But I keep on coming with the benefits. Y'all know super is gonna be super quick. I'll make you so wet. I'll make you so wet. I'll make you. You wish y'all could really think of. But I just keep on coming like this. So hungry, stricken. You know, sometimes fuck with my bitches. But I gotta keep on spinning. Cause this is the realest I've ever been. Yeah. Stay waiting for my album to you with a kiss. Triple X Syndrome. What comes next will be like this.
I heard that you were trying to do a little something, but I couldn't hear you over my song that was playing at the same time. You were trying to talk, but I couldn't hear you.
Well, I think Money Girl has her first question for Big Stats then.
Oh, yes. Big Stats, welcome to Money Girl's Manic Monday. Woohoo!
It's an honor to finally come in one of these shows. And who knew that today you'd have a special Money Girl Manic Monday guest of the MSFB crew in the house?
Hey, Big Stats. Whoa, and Skippa.
Yep.
Yeah.
Actually, because you wouldn't know it was Manic Monday because it's actually a two. So it's a twofer. But we don't want to wait till Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, the Magic Money Girl Manic Monday question is: are you a saver or a spender, Big Stats?
It actually kind of depends on the moment. I kind of fluctuate between being a saver and a spender. Keep in mind, my name is Big Stats, which many people would assume stands because I'm a big dude, but no, they would be wrong. In fact, when I lose all the weight, I'm still going to be Big Stats because this is the truth about what Big Stats stands for. Big Stats stands for status and statistics, both which should be big.
Ah, so I guess what I'm trying to get is, does a big part translate to the balance in your bank account? Now, Money Girl is asking because, let's face it, Money Girl is a starving student sometimes, but you'd never guess it.
I will say to any of our listeners, when it comes to MSFP and MSFP finances, I trust Money Girl with my life.
Notice he said his life, but not his fine and not his money. No, I'm just kidding. These are the jokes. Yes, I'm not quitting my day job. So, Skippa, are you a saver or a spender?
Well, lately I've been more of a saver because of COVID and everything. So I've been able to save up some.
since I can't go into the office with my dad because of, I don't want to, my mom and my dad are very strict about this whole COVID thing, so I'm not able to take the bus into work like I would normally do. They don't want me to catch it.
I will say I have been the only person on the bus sometimes. Depends on the bus.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, they won't allow me to get on the bus, even though it's only like a 30 or 40 minute bus ride to the office in Old Town Pasadena. They still don't allow me to hop on the bus to go over there because of the whole COVID situation. They don't want me to catch it, like on one of the buses or something. Even though I would be wearing a face mask into work, they still won't let me go in. So.
Yeah, her parents are extremely COVID cautious.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I still get money though from Social Security, so that's where I get my income from right now.
Ah.
And MSFP, but we figured out ways to get you an income from there. More of that, which we can discuss off air.
Yes, I think some discussions are better off air than on.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to ask you, Skipper, first off, if you all of a sudden came up with $20,000, someone walked up to you and said, "Here, Skipper, here's an envelope, and it has $20,000 in it," what would you do? Would you spend it on anything you wanted, including gifts for others and moi? How about you would immediately put it would you spend it on things you wanted, including gifts for others? Or would you put it away somewhere so you wouldn't get frittered away? Or would you put off making any decisions until you were a little less excited?
I mean, for some of it,
I have a feeling I know her answer.
Then let her say it, Big Stats. Skippa has her own mind. She's a woman with her own mind and her own music, right?
That's
yeah,
sure.
I write all my own songs. No, I write all my own stuff, but it depends, you know. I would put most of it away. I would try to put most of it away, you know. I can't really answer that right now because, I mean.
Skipper, these are hypotheticals because I don't know anybody that's going to walk up and give me $20,000. And I was sure as heck surprised when this woman walked by and dropped a $5 bill in my lap.
I would say this money, girl. I would bet double or nothing on the amount of that money that she would invest part of it in an apartment in West Hollywood.
Yeah, probably. But I wouldn't want to live alone. I would want to get like a girl roommate, someone that I know pretty well, that could I would pay for half of the rent and she would pay for the other half, sort of thing. That way we're both saving
money.
And
to protect privacy, we won't reveal the identity of who it is. But we do hear that there is a specific girl that does live in West Hollywood that could be that potential roommate.
I mean,
Manic Monday love.
It's the day after Valentine's Day.
I made her giggle. That means I win.
What I was going to say is... Like,
I made Skip a giggle.
I mean, I've been friends with her on social media for a while, but we haven't really, you know, we haven't met up in person yet, so we'll see what happens.
Take the plunge. Go for it. Life is too short. Eat dessert first. Go for the girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's her point. She plans on go. She does. She's not a big eater usually of pies, but I think she wants to have her be her roommate so she can eat the pie.
Hey,
His cream pie is tasty.
Cream pie
and silky.
Is tasty.
And silky. Smooth and frothy.
Yeah, she got that cream cheese still in.
Mm-hmm.
Ooey.
Ooey, ooey, gooey, yummy, yum.
Okay, I
Let's
think it just got
going.
A little hot in here, and I think the hottest song that Skip and I have ever recorded is The Orgy. So should we do, since it's an MSFB crew as guests, I feel like we should hit him with The Orgy. What do you guys think?
Listening to YouTube do Orgy makes me warmer than when I get extra interest.
Okay. Well, that settles it. Here we go.
Welcome back. It's MSFP's Takeover of Men of Money Girls Manic Monday. We have with us Big Beth, and we have Skippa.
Yep.
And we just heard Orgy, which honestly is probably one of my favorite things that they do. It gets my blood going. And a few other things.
I would have thought that your favorite song that Skippa's been involved in was Porn and Music.
Oh, it's a very, very close second. Very, very close second. I've had a weekend like that.
Pink Fairy's trying to call in right now, but apparently she's saying it won't let me.
We can give her a call in.
We gotta have Pink Fairy. It's like Family Home Nights, MSNP.
Then, know.
Well, then we can ask her what she does with money.
With me mentioning this on the radio, but then we have my lesbian wifey and my married wifey.
You know?
Hello.
People would think we're in Utah.
That's why I asked you about the right to do the Mormon joke when we do the joking off show.
I can say that because I made it.
Yeah.
No. Okay. So speaking of spouses, since this is Valentine's adjacent, by the way, it's the 15th. Candy is on sale. So if you want your chocolate half off, Money Girl says, go for it. Life is short, and there is no excuse for life without chocolate.
Agreed.
Because this is Money Girl Manic Monday. We love chocolate. We love things that are sweet.
I have an idea for a title.
Is this
for
inspiring
a
you, Skippa?
I was going to say I have an idea for a title that could be on Wednesdays.
wonderful MSSP Wednesdays.
Wednesday already has a title.
Ah.
Oh, it does? What is it?
Yes.
What is it?
It's...
Hello?
It's... New Truth honors the music of Idol Compilation Volume 1 with the MSFP World Music.com Executive Board.
Okay.
I know it's a long one, but it's going to be an epic show.
Big Stats has spoken. Go, boss. Like a boss that he is. Okay, so while we're waiting on, I think Pink Fairy is trying to call in. So I'm going to ask Matt. I'm sorry, Big Stats. Sorry, Big Stats. What is your primary financial objective? Is it to save enough money so you will never have to worry about money in your old age? I don't know. It's unclear to me. I have enough of it to ensure that I can buy whatever I want.
Well, we already talked about my lesbian wifey, so now let's bring in my married wifey. Welcome to the show,
Pink Fairy. Better known as Big Stats Muse.
Yeah, we have my lesbian wifey and my married wifey in the show now.
Why? Because we're open-minded on Money Girl Manic Monday. And it's Mossy Moss.
And my two wifeys work very well together on Ladies Night.
Hey,
we do.
Yeah.
It's magic. Yep. If you have never listened to Ladies Night, seriously, the two of them are magic together. Money Girl endorses you.
I will say.
Last time
Steve Ferry and I were actually discussing some budgetary things regarding which we knew we were going to tease on this show, but I'm going to tease it a little myself. Money Girl plans on doing a March Madness wedding thing, and one of the new things that Pink Ferry and I were discussing is we're saying that we have a $10 million budget, but here's the thing. We plan to use, and I know this is going to hurt you, Money Girl, when I say this. But
I'm already hurting you. The $10 million, and my heart is going. And I'm by myself. I have to give myself CPR.
Hear me out. I know this is going to freak you out when I first start to say what I say. But hear me out.
It freaks me out. I'm going to try.
We plan on using every solitary dollar of that $10 million on our wedding. Here's how we're going to do it. Whatever money is left over is being donated to the caterers so that homeless people on the beach can also enjoy the food that we have at our wedding.
Step Up on Second is about four
What's
blocks
up?
From
Are you
your
breathing?
I'm breathing hard. I am hardly breathing.
Yeah, I think I might have just given Money Girl a little heart attack when I said we were using every dollar of that $10 million. I'm sorry, but if we have a budget to afford a $10 million wedding, We gotta give back to our community. Being charitable and philanthropic is very important to both me and Pink Ferry, and we're already gonna have this luxurious event, and we want to do something with the power of our wedding to aid the community.
Let me put you in touch with my buddies at Food Forward and Step Up on Second, because they actually support your mission. And I volunteered with them. Money Girl has volunteered her time with them, so Money Girl will vouch. Plus, Step Up on Second is about four blocks from your venue.
All right. What's up, Pink
because,
Fairy? I heard you got to say something.
Pink Fairy.
I was just going to say I can't stay on much longer. But I just
Skip up. We love having you while you're here.
Yeah.
And we already had the MSFP crew interview. Now Money Girl gets to interview the power couple.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Actually, it should
we'll
be the power triad, right? The power triad, the power of three.
Well, if we're doing a double wedding, and that's the other part surprise of it is there's a double wedding, and it's not Big Stats alone who's getting married. It's MSFP crew and their significant others who are going to be getting married at this hypothetical wedding.
All right, well, I just sent a message to the group that we're chatting in on Facebook. So you don't have to say it on the air, but if you could give me some ideas of what to message this girl to sort of like pique her interest or whatever, if you could message.
It's Valentine's Day. Of course we're going to talk about it on the air.
It is Valentine's Day adjacent.
What I was trying to say, though, is I won't be able to stay on much longer.
Okay.
Again, Skip, we're glad
this?
To have you while you're here.
Anything that we say on the air for advice for you, we'll put it in the chat as well.
Okay, cool. That's what I was trying to get.
And please don't take advice from me. Money Girl has a much better relationship with money, obviously, than with men. Unless they're men with money. Then that's different.
Well, Skipper doesn't have that issue with men. I was the last dude she dated, and then she's like, I'm going for the other team now.
I mean, okay. Now, I know for Skipper, it is women with money. Am I right?
I have a lot of money for me to want to be with them. I mean, I've dated.
That's true. She does not have.
That doesn't mean anything.
That's true. Doesn't have to have a lot of money, but she does need to treat you right.
Yeah,
if she does not treat you like the queen you are, crap time.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Because recycling is the new cool, and that means partner.
And I'm a dude, so if your woman fucks with you in the wrong way, I might not be able to do something, but I have plenty of females on my executive board that I could sick on them.
Mm. Yep.
Did I mention I met my first husband in self-defense class?
Really?
Yes, really. True story. True story.
Do tell.
You met your...
True story. I met my first husband in self-defense class. He pretended to let me throw him. Huh?
Ooh.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, it gets kind of intense when you're practicing some of these judo locks and throws. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. And
you give me ideas.
Then there was dinner after and getting to know each other better.
And
some girls, some things Money Girl just does not talk about. Because Money Girl is discreet.
Uh-huh.
Right. Okay. Let me put it this way. Money Girl doesn't talk about things unless there's more money on the line.
Okay.
Money Girl has a wild and checkered past. Well, some would call it pretty vanilla, but
you
and
me both.
The leopard.
I do gotta say, because I wanna say this in front of everyone. So earlier today, off air, Pink Fairy and I were playing a little bit video truth or dare. I actually did two dares on music related dares on Pink Fairy. One was to rap to me, and the other was to serenade me. And here's what happened.
I did rap.
She did rap. She's more of a hype man, a hype woman when it comes to rap. Like she could actually
do it.
Big set.
Oh, Pink Fairy is a hype beast, huh?
You could definitely go on tour as if Will Smith decides to go on tour, you could definitely go on tour as Will Smith's hype person.
Cool.
And then the deal was at our that I would give her the pass on singing to me, but she on our wedding night she would have to serenade me.
Now see, serenading is cool. There is a long storied history of that going back to the 1200s. That's how you can unless you are really good at poems in Japanese, because you're supposed to like leave your love poem on your lover's pillow.
Oh.
Yes. Yes, it is very cool. It is a very cool tradition.
See, my husband sang to me at my wedding, and the groomsmen got into it. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? And one of the bridesmaids was like, I'm like, did you cuss? I'm like, yeah, because I'm playing upstage. I have guys singing to me. I don't know what's going on. I was not happy.
And I say, yes, obviously I'm going to serenade Pink Fairy. But
no,
I'm a musician. Everyone already expected me to serenade Pink Fairy. But here's the thing.
I will watch all.
Sometimes us men like to be serenaded as well.
I don't know, like I don't know you.
And with that, I'm going to hit you guys with Akon's Sorry, Blame It On Me. Because, sorry, blame it on me.
Mm-hmm. All right, Big Stats, take it.
Club. It is crazy. Mama, I'm grateful to be writing you this letter. I get a lot of time to think in this place. We're like caged animals in here.
Hey, baby, it's me. It's the baby's birthday, and we miss you, and we just want you to come home. Call me back when you get this, okay? I love you. Bye.
Don't worry. I know security. Just tell your mama you're staying in my house. It'll all be good. Get down here. It's crunk.
I love you so much. And I will show you that I'm a good son. I love you with all my heart.
The attorney for the prosecution.
True African American.
Criminal past.
Sponsors are pulled out of the concert.
Attorneys say
Atlanta
no comment.
Resident Akon.
As life goes on, I'm starting to learn more and more about responsibility. And I realize that everything I do is affecting the people around me. So I want to take this time out to apologize for things that I've done and things that haven't occurred yet and things that they don't want to take responsibility for.
Sorry for the time that I left you home. I was on the road and you were alone. Sorry for the time that I had to go. I'm sorry for the fact that I did not know that you were sitting home just wishing we could go back to when it was just you and me. I'm sorry for the times I would neglect. I'm sorry for the times sleeping.
this song was Akon, Blame It On Me. And my question is, I'm very glad you do, because you and Money Girl are both the people I want to ask questions about regarding this song. You both have interesting board positions and angles when it comes to that particular song. Money Girl being our CFO, and Pink Fairy being our SIO. And Pink Fairy is also a criminal justice major.
Dang right.
So either a criminal justice standpoint or a financial standpoint, I'm going to ask you both the same question. What
is
are
it
the
about bail?
Questions? Hold on.
All right.
What do you think Akon's repercussions were with the lyrics that he discussed?
Well, let's see. Financial support, as in the next 18 years, you're going to be paying, and based on your income. And that stuff never goes down until the child turns 18. And now, with changes in the law in California, if you do that in California, then it's until they graduate college. So you're on the hook for longer. So be careful. Make sure it's real. And if it's not real, make sure it's wrapped up tight.
Okay. Now, Pink Fairy, same question. From a criminal justice standpoint, listening to the lyrics of that song, you know, him not knowing that a girl that he had sex with on tour was underage and all that, what are your viewpoints on this from a criminal justice standpoint?
That's rape. Statutory rape. Good luck going to prison, saying what you did, because you're not going to like it in prison.
Pink Fairy has spoken.
I'm trying to be
here. All right, I'm going to bring Skippa back in. I had Skippa muted, but Skippa is just vice president, so I don't know how Skippa would answer that question.
I don't know. I wasn't really listening to it all that much. It's not a song that I really know by Akon all that well. I was actually eating while that song was playing.
Well, I will say this. You're a big Gwen Stefani fan. And Akon actually, in the song,
did the remix for The Sweet Escape, I know.
Yes, he did the remix for The Sweet Escape, which I don't know if I have on here or not. But one of the reasons why he says that it took so long for him to speak was at the time he was on tour with Gwen Stefani.
For The Sweet Escape tour. I know. I went to that one.
All right. So.
I was there.
Let's see if Sweet Escape is on here. Because that would make sense if we played something from. Okay. So now, we actually do have the signature song from the Sweet Escape tour, The Sweet Escape. So, Skippa, would you like to introduce Gwen's song?
Yeah, this song is called The Sweet Escape, and it does feature Akon a little bit, but it's mostly her song. It's from her album titled The Sweet Escape.
Here it goes.
Home. refrigerator. Maybe that's the reason I've been acting so cold.
Talk to you guys later, alright?
Alright, I'll go bye-bye, Skipper. Thank you for stopping by.
Yeah.
Have fun. All right. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
And Skipper is out. So here's the question, Money Girl. We could either close out the show now with a new truth song, or we could go into a little bit of overtime, and you could talk to the power couple that founded the entire MSFE brand a little bit more in depth.
Now, you know Money Girl is greedy, right? Anyway, I can
do
have
it
both. Yes! Yes!
Do it.
New truth, I'm in love with the man, and then I will talk with you in overtime.
All right.
I'm in love with a man. chance. How could I be so upset? Should not be feeling a mess. I just want to be the best. I'm in love with a man.
I'm in love with a man, so I gotta ask you, are you in love with a man?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. You've answered the question now. Okay, money girl, it's your turn.
Ooh, am I in love with a man? I am in love with Johns Hopkins because he is going to help me fulfill my dream. Now, am I in love with the man? Yes, I am. I'm in love with Benjamin Franklin. I love his bills.
Yes, Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin. Not Benjamin Franklin. Do you have one of these? Do you have a relative you're trying to hook me up with? Huh?
Yes.
No, but I actually did once date a girl that was a descendant of Benjamin Franklin.
I happen to be a descendant of James Stewart. Does that count?
Who?
James the Fourth, King of Scotland.
Oh,
my third great grandfather.
For some reason, I was thinking Jimmy Stewart from those Christmas movies. Although,
actually, he's a seventh cousin.
Him too?
Yeah.
Because I know that from classic cinema that you're also related to Humphrey.
Yes, I am. On my mother's side.
Damn.
And Lucille Ball. Both on my mother's
and
side.
And Lucille Ball.
And Lucille Ball. First Lady of Star Trek, without Lucille Ball, all hail Lucille Ball, we would have no Star Trek. Praise that Beetle Lucille Ball for greenlighting that project. She is the mother of Star Trek.
That is true, because the original series was a Desilu production.
Yep.
A little known fact.
Not many people know that.
Not people know.
Yep.
Technically, if it wasn't for Lucille Ball, Paramount Studios wouldn't exist, because Paramount was the evolution, is what Desilu evolved into in modern times.
Yes. It was Desilu, then it was Gulf and Western, and then Paramount. So, all because of Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, we have great things like Young Sheldon. Yeah, that's what I do with my Thursdays.
That actually made, you know, when you really think about, like, the whole Chuck, all the Chuck Lorre shows, that really does make sense that somewhere down the line, Lucille Ball would have her fingerprints on those.
This is her
when
legacy,
you really think
right?
About it, I mean, she is the ultimate queen of comedy.
She is, and the only time I ever look at like her is when I actually dye my hair red.
Do it.
Oh,
yes.
I will tell
it.
You, being a redhead is so liberating.
I did
because
one time
look
and
at
I enjoyed
you,
them.
And you know, because the redhead, they know you don't give a rat's right toe. They think twice about crossing you because they know that something's going to come flying at their head. So liberating.
Yeah. Pink Fairy, didn't you say you were thinking of dyeing your hair red?
I did one time.
I actually have done
it.
I'm serious. Being a redhead is so much fun.
I've always been into blondes, but I also have a... I will admit I have a small sexual fetish when it comes to redheads, too. Like, when... When Lindsay Lohan was a cute teenager when I was also a teenager. Let me just state that, because we did play Akon earlier, so I did want to clarify that.
Big stats. You're killing me. You could do so much better.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I know. I just thought. It was before I knew how she really was. But, you know, when she was doing the, you know, it was around the time when she was doing the Rumors music video. I'm like, I kind of developed this fetish for redheads. It's weird because I've always had a preference for blondes. But then again, y'all could also call bullshit on me, because before Skippo came out, I dated her as well, and she's a brunette. So I like variety.
Hey, I like older guys. Like Bon Jovi and Sting.
Since when did Sting become an older guy?
He's still
you are traumatizing. You are traumatizing me, Pink Fairy.
Okay.
I love all the guys. I think they're so hot.
But here's the thing that you don't know, Money Girl. Pink Fairy's got a little. She tries to play off this whole, I'm just this sweet conservative girl, but she has a little hidden closet freak in her. Okay. So
hey,
one of these games.
I happen to have
there,
a uniform fetish.
So one of these games of
me too. Go ahead.
No.
Okay. What, you want me to dress up as a cop for you?
Oh,
I figured that would turn you on. You know, being the criminal justice major. I will be your sexy cop. But back to the story. So. We were playing, so much. And I asked her if she had to choose between covering MSFP Cruise, The Orgy, or my song, Society Fucked, which would she choose? And she chose The Orgy. No, I asked Pink Fairy this. And she chose The Orgy and then was talking about Sting and Bon Jovi. And I'm like, you're telling me you want us to have an orgy with Sting and Bon Jovi.
And Bret Michaels.
And Bret Michaels.
Oh, girlfriend, you are so greedy. You are a greedy little pink fairy.
Yeah.
But I do
greedy, 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 greedy.
Hey, money girl, I do have the fairy dust.
I guess since she knows that I'm bisexual, she knows that she could get me to do it.
A little bit for Brett, a little bit for me, a little bit for Brett.
She wants to spread her fairy dust all over all of us.
Oh, yeah, sprinkle that fairy dust. It's share time.
I'm going to church on Sunday, thank the Lord.
Yes, but see, there are five more days between now and then, so you got some sinning to do first. Well, you can.
And Pink Fairy, you never know. I could help you out doing a lot of debauchery between now and church.
Yeah, you wish. You bite me on that one.
You could always take her to church.
When? Hold on. When and where?
On my butt right now.
Okay. Let me just pop a fly right over, and I will bite your butt right now. I will bite it till the sun comes up.
See, my ghost, what I had to put up with. Off in college.
That's pretty vanilla.
Anyway. You think it's vanilla that she wants me to have this gay orgy with all these men that she's attracted to?
One after another.
See, that's the thing. Money Girl likes one at a time and to take my time.
Exactly.
Okay, you can't really say one at a time and exactly after the orgy comment.
See, a torn rotator cuff kind of limits my playtime.
I'm sorry, Pink Fairy, but the facade of your innocence has been cracked.
I'm still innocent and cute.
Not after that.
Don't bite me, money girl.
Not after that.
No. With that, if we have Britney Spears singing Oops, I Did It Again, that would be the perfect transition song. Because you're not that innocent. Damn it.
I am innocent.
Okay, Pink Fairy, you have a choice. For our next song, we can either play Britney Spears' Chaotic, Britney Spears' Someday I Will Understand, or Britney Spears,
No.
You Drive Me Crazy.
First one.
Wait, Britney Spears Chaotic, you said?
No, it should be, thank you, keeps me up all night.
I just pray, because this is the theme song to that Kevin and Britney reality show, that you don't think of me as your K-Fed. That is all I gotta say, and here is Britney Spears with Chaotic.
There's too much about this noise, boy, let's get a seat. If you can talk sweet to me, I'd be good on the boys. But you got me on the dance floor, and you like buying me drinks. You're a classy guy, no wonder why we could have some fun. So don't be shy, baby, just enjoy what's on your mind. Party and have a good time. I think it's so chaotic. Ooh, wild.
Pink Perry, in the hook of this song, she says, wild like a tiger. So, Pink Perry, are you wild like a tiger in the bedroom? Are you wild
maybe.
Like a tiger, or are you the sweet, sensual lover?
Second one.
I can dig it. I definitely can dig it.
Money Girl?
Money Girl says, it depends.
True.
It really depends, because there are times when I like to take it sweet and slow, and there are times when you get my motor running, and I turn into a tiger. Oh, yeah.
Rare. And I will say, I know that there are times that I do know from personal experience that there are times that, I mean, I asked that tiger question because it fit with the song, but I do know that there are times that Pink Fairy can relate as well from personal experience.
Mm-hmm. Big
Sacrum. I don't know the story.
I wish I had my popcorn, because I would just be chilling right now.
there was a drunk. Let me wrap the verse from my cover of Savage Gardens. I knew I loved you, because this verse says it all. All right, so obviously I'm dedicating this to Pink Fairy.
Oh, God.
All right, here I go. I know I loved you before I met you. I flew out just to get to you. We crept up to mom's room, made out on the treadmill. We cuddled all night long. You know that our love was strong. You was my lover, now you're like my best friend. Just need you to know to the very end. But here's what was not said in that song. When we were cuddling in the buff. And there was this green mint tingle condom because we didn't know while cuddling if something was going to slip in.
There you go.
Yep. That's what you get when you have uncensored internet radio. Is you never know what what will be revealed. Again,
oh,
this
yes,
is more
indeed.
Payback. Again, this is more payback to Pink Fairy for making me play the Addicted to Music remix prior to Wednesday's show.
You know, I'm
spanking her would have been so much easier.
What?
Spanking her would have been so much easier.
I know, right? Butthead.
I did thank you. I thank you every
night. There is a reason why
I thank you every night.
Never mind. I mean, there's a reason why I keep a wood hairbrush in my room.
Oh, do tell.
Oh, yes. One, the sound in the swish. Two, the sting. And three, the marks.
Yeah, you're going too far for me.
that's okay. With Pink Fairy studying to be a cop, that could be quite kinky in the bedroom.
You said she was studying to be a cop? You don't study to be a cop. You are or are not.
Am I control, honey? I want to help the animals.
Well, that's why on your Instagram page, if you remember, we have posts about creating an animal task force, a security animal task force. So, Pink Fairy, tell us a little bit about this new company that you're going to be creating, the Pink Fairy Security Company, and as CEO of this company. What are some of the things you hope to accomplish with this company?
I was not prepared for this. I don't like being, I like being prepared for stuff.
Fair enough. Why don't we reschedule a show where we can talk about Pink Fairy, where we can do a whole Pink Fairy security company board takeover, since I can reveal that the three people on this line are part of that board.
Cool.
I admit that was kind of a bitch question to ask. So with that being said, the next song that will be played is Meredith Brooks' Bitch.
To me, I know, but I can't change. Tried to tell you, but you look at me like maybe I'm an angel underneath, innocent and sweet. Yesterday I cried, must have been relieved to see the softer side. I can understand how you'd be so confused. I don't envy you. I'm a little bit of everything, all rolled into one. I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed. I'm your hell, I'm your dream, I'm nothing in between. You know you wouldn't want it any other way. So take me as I am. This may mean you'll have to be a stronger man. Rest assured that when I start to make you nervous and I'm going to extremes, tomorrow I will change and today won't mean a thing. I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed. I'm your help, I'm your dream, I'm nothing.
Earlier, who the jury is still out on if he is a gentleman or not.
No.
But
no, he's a predator.
Okay, Akon has been deemed a predator.
Yes.
But here is my question, because for this next thing, this is a large, big play that we'd be playing, so I would need to get the consent of both ladies. But I feel like since we started the show with MSFP crew, about 6 years back, I went on to an FM radio show called Psych Ward Radio because Skippa was scheduled to debut her song on FM radio, the song Firepower. However, at the time, a few days before she was scheduled to appear, Skippa got sick with a diagnosis called rhabdomyolysis. And what I would love to do, if with your consent, is take a 15 minute and 20 second intermission to re-air that interview show, and then come back to Money Girl Manic Monday. So with your guys' consent, I would like to play that for you guys right now. How do you feel?
Go ahead, Money Girl.
Huh? Say again.
Go ahead, hon.
Pink Fairy. I think it would be interesting to listen to, but Money Girl is up against some mother trucking deadlines.
Okay, so Money Girl, if you need to head out, maybe we'll make this as a closer and we will get Pink Fairy's commentary on this show afterwards.
I think that would be awesome.
I might be asleep.
All right, well, we'll see who's still on the air with us and who isn't.
Obviously.
Money Girl, do you want to do your official sign out?
All right. Money Girl, we'll see you on the flip side. Money Girl, out.
Bye.
And now it's like the Valentine's Day show all over again. But here's Skippa. If you're able to stay for the whole thing, fine. If you have to head out at a certain point, just let me know, and that's fine as well. Here is Big Stats interview on Psych Ward Radio on behalf of Skippa and her song Firepower.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I got you looking. I got you looking. All eyes on me like I'm an incomplete pyramid, cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all noticed it. So far from limited, platinum without a hit. My trip on that ride, that whole Benz flip, acting like you on my team when you the lion shit. Your fake game is weak, hater, you need to quit. I work hard for what I got, and so deserving it. The best is in my future, now that's a perfect fit. My swag balling, rhyme swooshing, like a chef, my verse is cooking. When I thrust, the bed shooking. It's my fault, now she hooking. Her snatch is wet, while she tookin'. Stuck on stoop, like she from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still rookin'. Call my agent for the bookin'. Yeah.
Matt Franco, a.k.a. Big Stats. I relax your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you, too, says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking test? MSFP does that for you right. It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Fire Part 2. It's Primo and the MSFP crew. And all the chicks, they want a screw. Hit me and skip the two. So now, girl, you know what to do. So now, girl, you know what to do.
Ooh, yeah, hey. It's super bitch up on this track. You be up in the club, kicking that fat ass. You know what they want, you smack that ass. Don't give it to them, I'll bounce right back. I'll give you less experience, you never go past the agitation. Oh, baby, wait in the back, I'll make it come so hard. You like, ooh, yeah, thanks, yeah, boo. You real bad, thanks, yeah, boo. You real bad.
The show that's got him looking, and speaking of got him looking, that was Got Him Looking by the MSFP crew featuring our good friend Primo. Alright, we got a good show for you guys today. I'm being interviewed, and I know what you're asking. Big Sedge, you're supposed to host the show. How are you going to be interviewed? We got you covered. We got you covered. Back on October 30th, I went on to an FM radio show out of Connecticut called Psych Word Radio. It was a pleasure being on there. The following you're going to listen to is from that interview. Plus, we also going to give you a listen to Skippa's new single, Firepower. So, hold right on, because that's coming up for you right now, here on Big Stat Saddle Hour, the station that's got them looking.
And then when we come back, we are going to be airing a track by Skippa out of Hollywood, California. And this track is called Firepower. All right, this track is called Firepower by the artist Skippa. All right, guys, so stay tuned. Psych Word.
I got that fire for ya, you know, Skippa has that fire for ya. Well, it's a P, that's a heat. We're gonna get in once again. Got a lot of adrenaline pulsing through my veins. Don't want these intense feelings to evaporate. Think we ought to let loose another day. If you keep it real with me, I'm gonna do the same. Just wish my crazy thoughts and wild dreams would dissipate. I don't need all these realist images running through my brain. I could deal without the pain and heartbreak. Wanna feel emotions of being loved because our huge commotion, you have your body trembling, huh? And I love it, yes sir, don't get me wrong. Wanna take my aggression out on you all night long. In the bedroom, in the shower, on the ground, you know I can go on for hours. I got the fire, fire, power, power racing through my blood, blood. I bring that passion mixed with affection. On making love, you got my full attention. No need to doubt that for a moment, you see. Don't have the time, gotta tell ya. You're the one that I want. You're the one that needs a subject, don't mean a thing to me, nah. I don't flirt with them, you see. I don't sleep with them. You're the only one that has me grinning. Every second of every day, thinking about constantly, you're always on my brain. Think you need to break away and leave this melodramatic party. Come on, head back to the apartment, get a little bit naughty. I'm the same baby, you know I've been craving your body. I wanna dive into my midnight treat. You know I be wanting sweet. So I think I taste your peaches and cream. I'll make you see it ain't all about sex, about love and respect. And promise you this, I'm gonna be the very best. And nah, nah, this ain't a test. Since I've gotten older, I've learned what to expect. Me, I'm more interested in long-term relationships, yeah. I'm damn serious. I used to love that FWB thing with no strings attached, but those types of partnerships never last. Getting closer to more in my life, I gotta settle down. Still search my queen, you know, to wear this crown. Take my bread to everything and never let me down. It's head for a happy ending like in the Disney movies, pal. Just gotta find my destiny, willing to prove this all to me. But hey, this all happened in my dreams, who knows what it's really gonna be. And I love it, you know, don't get me wrong. Wanna take my crush out on you all night long. In the bedroom, in the shower, on the ground. You know I can go on for hours. Got the fire, fire, power, power racing through my blood, blood. I bring that passion mixed with affection. All making love, you got my full attention. No need to doubt that for a moment. Don't have time to gotta tell ya. You're the one that I want. You're the one that I need. These other chicks don't mean a thing to me, nah. I don't flirt with them, you see, I don't sleep with them. You're the only one that has me grinning. Every second of every day, things are constantly yours on my brain. You need to break away and leave this mellow, dramatic party. Come on, head back to the apartment, get a little bit naughty. I'm saying, baby, you know I've been craving your sexy body. I wanna dive into my midnight treat. You know I be wanting sweet. So think I taste, yo. Peaches and cream, I'll make you see it all about sex, about love and respect. Yeah, I got that fire, power, power racing through my blood, blood. I'm bringing back passion mixed with affection. I'm making love, you got my full attention. No need to doubt that for a moment. Playing the mind, I just gotta tell ya. You're the one that I want, you're the one that I need. This a tick don't mean a thing to me, nah. I'm saying, baby, you know, one of these days I hope to make it an actual reality. Come on, a girl can dream happily ever, can't she? Saying, let's get it, let's get it now. Alright. I got that fire for ya. Feeling motivational, sensational. Trying to fire my ass, you know, to match my O. Untraceable, but fixable. Try to catch me if you can. You slow poke, stay at steady pace with wherever I go. Face all the obstacles in my way, jump over hurdles on the go. I slay away the fans that walk at night, catch the ones who bring fire in my eyes. At least that makes sense. So metaphoric, I'm Sagittarius who is spontaneous. I only act reckless on special occasions. My spit rhymes and flows, you know, be so potent. I got the potion worth holding, it keeps on growing. This passion burning within, underneath my skin. And I've come to win, so please let me in. I won't stop even when I pass the finish line, finish up the script. I got tons of riddles, tons of stories. While y'all play the fiddle, head straight for glory. And that bit was a little sarcastic. Unlike some of these females, I'm not made out of plastic. What?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Skippa. And on the line right now, we have Skippa's manager, Matt Frankel. Matt, you there?
Yep, it's the one and only Matt Big Fat Frankel. And if the Matt image sounds familiar to you, that's because I was representing my label, MSFC, and the group I work with, MSFC Crew, 5 years ago when I rocked for Jennifer Lopez in the American Idol audition room.
And that's crazy. So let me just give the listeners a little backdrop, because we played Skippa's track, and you're her manager. And so I came to know you through Skippa and her music, right? You guys are out of Hollywood, California. However, Skippa has some kind of what was the diagnosis that she was given with her bone disorder?
It's called rhabdomyolysis. It's actually a muscular disorder that affects kidneys. I'm gonna be send you an email later on, so you guys can put it on your site. We're gonna be having a showcase actually coming up to raise money for her GoFundMe campaign for her dream tour, where we're gonna be donating every additional dollar past our goal to that tour.
Wow. So you know, and we and the listeners definitely wish her a healthy recovery with everything, for sure. But let me just ask you, so you were actually on American Idol, right? And with Jennifer Lopez, and then what happened? You tried to start some kind of like weird beef with Randy Jackson, is that what I understand, while you were on there?
No, let me explain that. For those who, as many of us do, go onto YouTube, if you go on to YouTube and actually look on YouTube, you'll see that the majority of Randy Jackson's comments dealt with me being a going on and saying my occupation was a freelance music producer.
Okay.
And I felt to spend more time trying to judge me on being a freelance music producer. And my logic behind this is, how do you judge someone on a talent that you've never heard?
Wow. All right, so before you even got to say or do anything for Jennifer Lopez and Randy Jackson was already trying to start judging you.
Well, I had done, finished doing a little rap intro that I had done, just to shake things up in there because. Prior to me, no one has ever really attempted to do anything hip-hop in the American Idol audition room. Yeah, we see on TV that, you know, Kanye's now for the next season going on there. But really, before me, no one's ever thought, you know, try to see if we messed around with hip-hop in the American Idol audition room, what would happen.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Matt Frankel, thank you very much for coming on Psych Word Radio Show. Now, if any of our listeners want to reach out to Skippa, her Twitter is Skippa Da Rappa, right? And that's SKIPPADARAPPA?
Yes, she can be found with that URL at both Instagram and Twitter.
All right. Well, Matt Frankel, thank you very much for coming on Psych Word. It was a pleasure having you on, sir. All right.
All right. Well, anyways, this has been a very, 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 very manic Monday. In fact, I'm going to surprise my girl for next week and, I'm going to try to get the entry song to be the Bangles' Manic Monday as the official theme song to Money Girl Manic Mondays because it's just another Manic Monday. Oh, wish it were Sunday. Oh, that's my fun day. Oh, I don't have to run day. Just another manic Monday. All right, y'all. Catch y'all on the flip side. Peace. You get